Yahweh for this week. God is good. He just had me coming in here and, hi Dave. Hi Wanda. And so as I was walking around, good morning Dorothy.
Good morning.
Thank you Lord. So as I was walking around this morning, I felt kind of like this, I don't know, I felt anxious when I first got here, but I know the Lord's like got so much on this day and he has a word for us. He has so much to share the Lord's heart. I just, so first of all, let me just tell you that the bang on this drum, simple banging on a drum, breaking off something, you know, breaking off something, just breaking off that heaviness, breaking off that sense of like, whew, you know, God is got us, you guys. He has so got us. It's just the simplicity of just releasing and letting go. I felt like that's what the Lord was having me do, just like simple. And we can do this everywhere, any day. We can break off whatever it is that's trying to hinder us with our carnal thing, with our mind, with our whatever, our emotions. You know, there's so much that goes on in the day, and we carry so much, and we take on so much, way more than we're ever designed to. God's design is like he had Adam walking in there and just being in that place where he was walking with his Yahweh, with his Abba, with his Father. We get to walk with our Abba. And so anyway, so that's what I just thought, okay, Lord, I'm just going to, because I felt it on me. I was like, what is going on? Okay, I know you have something really good, and I want your peace over me. So I got to break off myself. And that's what that was. I was just walking around and just breaking off myself because, man, I can get under this thing of like yesterday. So we just blessed Danny and Rhonda today. They're taking a little sabbatical, Sabbath day. Wow, sabbatical. I never thought about that. They're taking a Sabbath rest to be together and to be with the Lord.
And
yeah, for their anniversary. They're having their anniversary coming up on the 17th, right?
Yeah.
October 17th, at the same time that we actually celebrate the farm being, how should we say, not established, but the purchase of the farm, the actual closing date of the farm happened on their anniversary. You know, no coincidences in the kingdom. So after so many years of praying that in, I don't know, 30 years or 30-something years, and the Lord did that. But anyway, so, Father, we just come before you, and we ask you, Lord, that you would just bless this gathering, that you would bless our time together. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you have are going to do and all you've done in our lives and throughout this week, Lord, what you have accomplished in each and every one of us, God. Every single person here, Lord, your body, working together for your kingdom, Lord, working together to release what it is that you have us to release, working together to lay down whatever it is you're calling us to lay down. And Lord, we just bless Danny, we bless Rhonda, we thank you for their marriage, for their yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Wrigley's gum. We thank you, Lord, for just packages of Wrigley's gum, Lord, that whoever Wrigley family is, we just bless them, because without them, we might not have this farm, because, you know, it was through this gum that Danny found so good. So, Lord, we just thank you for 25 cents and what it'll buy. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done and everything you've done in their marriage and all their yeses and all their amens and all their sacrifices and all their ways of great faith, Lord, that they're pillars of faith, Lord. We just bless them. Thank you, Lord, for their health. We just bless their health right now. We ask you, Lord, that you would just absolutely bless them to be free to enjoy breathing and being together and looking in each other's eyes and to just to be able to celebrate their lives together and their lives under you. Thank you, Lord, that you're their good, good Father, that they look to you from where all their help comes from. Thank you, Father, that everything we've learned through them and everything that we have been able to embrace, it all came from you, Lord. We give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. And Lord, we ask you that today we would glorify you and that Holy Spirit, you could move among us, that our hearts would not be hardened, that we would have hearts to hear what you would have us to hear, and that we would have the ears to hear what we were to hear and hearts to receive it and to just respond to it, Lord, and that we're all just your people. You're your children, Lord. We're just all babes. We're all babes, and until we get before you, will we be in the fullness of our maturity to the image of you, Yeshua, and the fullness, Lord, of Yahweh, that we can come in and be under you and that we could sit at your feet and fully worship you in unveiled faces, Lord, that we could come completely into your presence and be able to see you and be able to sense all that you have and the wonders that you have and the majesty that you have for us, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have such a great future for each and every one of us, a hope and a future, and that this life is just but a breath. It's just but a breath. Thank you, Lord, that we have eternity to be with you and to be in your presence and to feel and sense and just experience the fullness of your love. We get it in measure and in part, and we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for relationships, people who care for us, for the hearts to serve, the hearts to love, the hearts to lay down. We thank you, Father, for whatever message you have shared and are going to share today and where this goes today. And we just ask you to just move among us. We invite you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. We know you're already here, but we also want to embrace you and say you are fully welcome to each and every one of us here at Yeshua. And have your way in me today, Lord. And we ask you to just bless each and every one of us in Yeshua's name. Amen. So I just want to share with you that it's really fun, and I got super blessed right out of the gate, and it brought me to tears. Yesterday, I had asked, well, Susanna had shared with me that that Danny and Rhonda were going to be having this day, and asked if we would be, you know, able to would come and give a message. So in the morning, the Lord had kind of dropped a little something in my heart, just a quick, it was almost like, there was no words to it. It was like, what I sensed was, be prepared that I might be given a message on Saturday. For whatever reason, it was like, there's no rhyme or reason to that. Just in the morning, drop that, boom, it was gone. Thought no more of it until Susan said that. Well, as the day was going on, I was feeling like, I really feel like we're supposed to open up with some kind of song or praise or worship or whatever. And so I asked David, I said, hey, David, would you and Sarah, you know, be inclined to, and he gave the right answer. He said, well, let me pray about that with Sarah, and we'll see what the Lord does. I go, that's beautiful. Thank you. I said, that's what we want. Yeah. So he did. And the Lord had put a message on my heart in the night, and then this morning he was just downloading stuff. I could hardly write fast enough, and I don't even know if I captured it all, but it doesn't matter because it's his. And so then so they came walking up. So this morning I called David on the way over here. I said, hey, David, did you know, here's what I'm thinking, and if indeed. And he goes, well, Sarah might have something. And so I said, okay, so we'll see what the Lord does. And so that was 20 minutes ago. And so then they got up here, and they came over to me and said, hey, the Lord has here's what the Lord's put on his heart. And then they shared with me. And I said, wow, that was the Lord. And I said, look at the board. So I'm going to invite Sarah to come on up here, if you would, Sarah, and just share with us what the Lord put on your heart, David, too. Yeah, and so just so in alignment. It just really touched. And it's so fun because it's those little kisses where the Lord is speaking to the body. And he just goes, yep, yep, oh, yeah, that's what I got. That's my heart. That's his heart. And so thank you, guys. We just ask you, Father, that you would just bless David and Sarah. And we just thank you for the blessing that they are. Thank you for the music that comes from you through them. And just bless that Yeshua's name.
And I just want to testify, I had no idea what the message was going to be at all. I've had this song in my heart since last week. And I was thinking, why didn't I do this last week? But it's because it was for this week. Thank you for your blood, Yeshua.
Yes.
I think we all know this song. So let's just sing it to him. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the
away my sin, nothing but the blood.
I was thinking as you were. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you for David. Thank you, Lord. I was thinking about how, as we're sitting here and we're hearing what's coming out, where did that originate? Where did that originate? Where did that come from? How are they able to sing that? How and by what power and by what understanding and what was given to all of us? It was given to us through the Lord, always from the beginning to now, that they can even sing this song, that they can we could all sit and receive that. And what measure do we receive it? Yeah, but. No yeah, buts. Period. When Yeshua, with the Passover, when the Passover came, he told the people, blood over your doorposts. Blood will cover you. Blood will protect you. Blood will keep you. The blood will keep the enemy from you. It's the only thing. There's no other way. Otherwise, you're dead. You don't do this, you're dead. And do we believe it? Like, what measure of belief? When you were singing, I was asking the Lord, Lord, would you move on the hearts of every person here and all those that will hear this to embrace the fullness of that understanding? We're dead without it. We're dead without it. Our sins are the separation that keeps us from him. But he is the doorpost. He is the way. And by his blood, we can enter in and we can have everything. I had a God encounter last weekend, and I was super blessed in the most unexpected way. And all I will share with you is this. The end of it was, the Lord said, this is the word over the body. Fear no nothing. He said, fear nothing. Fear nothing. Fear nothing. Because of what he showed me, he took me to the walls of the celestial city. Yeah, thank you, honey. And I was in the corner of the celestial city. And just from the presence of there, I didn't even get inside. Emanating love. And hope beyond measure. Like, you guys, we had, like, when he got done with this encounter, I think Aiden told me, he goes, yeah, that was like an hour and a half. And I'm like, what? You know, well, we were there, and, or I was there, I know that. But all I know is this, that all I could sense was this, we have no thing to worry about. And he said, no thing. He said, nothing, nothing, nothing. The last thing he said is, fear no thing. Why? Because he's got us. He's got us, you guys. He's got us. All of this is a vapor. All of our concerns and all of our worries and all of our fears and where we're not measuring up, we didn't do, or we haven't got enough, or I haven't prayed enough. Or blah, 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 blah. You can name it a million things, right? It doesn't matter what it is, you know. The money, the job, the wife, the whatever. It does none of it. It's no thing. I am promising you, if you stand in his presence for blood a second, you don't even have a, you don't even know, like, pain. You don't know anything. Like, I'm completely going to testify. God is nothing but love and goodness. He is full of grace. Full of grace. Receive that word. Full of grace. He has grace over all of our imperfections and weaknesses. We want to pet him. We want to look at him. We want to say how, you know, oh, woe is me, or woe, I shouldn't have, or I could have, or if they had not. I promise you, that won't be what he's going to discuss with you when you get with him. He's going to say, I love you. Come here. I love you. What's he going to say? I love you. I love you. I love you. It's all about his blood. And this is not what I had envisioned today, because when I was in the house and the Lord was preparing all this, that song just wrecked me. And then I wrote down this picture of the doorpost. Blood, blood, blood. It's just blood, blood, blood. It's Yeshua. It's him. He loves us. He's got us. He's got us. He's got us. And I was sharing with Cassandra a little while ago, and the Lord had a word, and it was not just for Cassandra, for every one of us, that we not only, we don't have anything to worry about, Nothing whatsoever. And it's like, it's over everyone. And there's this place of like, he's working it all out for good. The hard things, the things that we don't like, or whatever they are, you know, they stir us up or whatever. I don't know. And this wasn't about you. This was about like, so now onto something else. but into the place of like, okay, what is it? Because I've shared with her a little bit, just that God encounter part that I just shared with you guys. But the point being that he is so all about just pulling us in. He's not looking for to shut the door. He's looking for to open the door. And it's through his blood that he's doing that. It's through this measure of grace towards ourselves and towards others and the love that he has for us. And what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Yeshua. And there's a part of that that we're going to get to, because it actually has there's his part and there's our part. Okay. And I'm going to talk about a couple of things that the Lord has put on my heart. Well, one is that I wrote here, the heart, the blood, the heart, the blood. And I kept coming back to that this morning, and I was going, wow. Because what goes through our heart? I looked up, yeah, blood. And so I was thinking about this, and I was going, isn't that interesting? You know, we always talk about, Rhonda has really brought it to our attention to pay attention to your heart. Pay attention to your heart. What's leading you? What is leading your heart? What are you listening to? The voices. What are you doing with your heart? Something comes in, how it comes in, right? So I started looking at the heart, and I looked it up, the heart and the ventricles and all this. And so you'll appreciate this, so you doctors and the audience and nurses and whatever, anybody in medical field. But anyway, you got all this different part, the atria and the... Yeah, so you got, anyway, I won't get into all that. But the point is that I was thinking, Lord, do you want me to read that? But you know what's funny? When I opened it up earlier, because I had shut it off on airplane mode, and it was on that, it was open. Well, then I went to it, and it was nothing there. And so I was like, okay, Lord. But then I had to just like go back there and get it up again, because I've really got to show this. So I was like, Lord, do you really want me to show this and read this? But he wants you to know something. Here's what happens. I'll just give you this is, it won't be perfectly technical, but the point being that blood comes in, and it's been through the system. If we say we go out, we go into the world, we're a part of the system. We get affected. This blood is affected. It's affected by doing its job. It's out there. It's doing the work that it has to do. Day to day, we got work we have to do. We have to go out. We can't just sit and soak all day in the presence of the Lord and be all holy and wonderful in His. Just in his presence in that space. But we can be in his presence all day, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But the point is this. It comes in, and then it goes through the lungs, and it gets oxygenated, and it gets pumped back through, and then it gets purified, and it goes back out, and it does what it's called to do. And there's something to this that I was thinking about. And in the spirit, what is the Lord doing in us in that way? What's happening in our heart? What is he doing in our heart as we have things come in? We got some junk that comes in, goes in. What are we doing with it? Are we entertaining it? Voices that we hear, you know the voices, they're lies. Okay, they're not of him. They're not the ones. Now, what purifies it? The blood of Yeshua. Nothing but the blood of Yeshua, the truth. The truth. He who is the truth. I am the way, the truth, the truth, the truth, the truth, the life. I am the life. What does he say in the word? The life is in the blood. In Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, I'm jumping way ahead of where I was going. But anyway, it's the blood that atones for the sin. So let's see here. I'm going to just open that up and read it to you. But this is interesting because Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the soul, the blood that makes atonement for the soul. So the atonement, the life is in the blood. Yeshua said that life is in the blood. And without our blood, well, we're not alive. We lose all of our blood. We're not alive. But there's life in the blood that atones for for us. And I was, let's see, where was I going with that? So I was thinking about how our body, our physical body, we have our heart, we have the heart of understanding, the heart of God. We also have the heart that actually is beating, that's taking in, it's purifying, and it's, you know, bringing together what it's called to bring together. By the way, would somebody want to pray over me? Because I felt something happen. And it was weird. It was like this, it's a spirit of like confusion or like I got dizzy. So, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Father. God, we just thank you. The greater is the one that's in Ed and he that is in the world. And we just loose off everything, if I may. Loose off it. Just loose off everything that is not of you, Yahweh. We speak to your mind, Ed. The peace, the shalom of Yahweh. Peace be still. Father, we thank you. We praise you. And we just exalt you, Father. You're the worthy one. We look to you. Everything else is just little compared to you. Just, it's not even worth giving attention to. So, Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We exalt your name this morning, Father. We say you are great and greatly to be praised, and there is no other one who will receive glory in this place. Yahweh, you alone are worthy of the glory. You alone are worthy of the honor. Blessed be your name. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that was strange. I literally felt like all kinds of, like, something came over, and it, like, my mind went fog, and I felt dizzy. I was like, what in the world is that? So we just, you know, like you say, out, go. You know, and if we ever have this happen in our life, let's go to the body and say, hey, brother, will you pray for me? I have them under attack right now. You know what I mean? And if you are, and you recognize it, I'm not claiming that. I'm saying that in that moment I was, but now I feel like, oh,
no weapon okay. formed against you will prosper.
Amen. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Because it's not about, like, Lord, what do you have? We could actually close now and go, okay, Lord, the message is, he gave us the message. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could. We could go home with whatever message he gave us today. So, but we'll keep going because I think the Lord has something else. But just so you know, to the enemy that, you know something? He doesn't have us. He doesn't have me. He doesn't have you. The Lord has us. We're his. Yes, Cindy.
I just want to say that because of that having happened,
yeah.
Obviously greater is he who lives in you than he lives in the world. But that should give all of us a clue that the enemy has exposed himself.
Do you mind if I give you this? Because I think this is important, what you're going to share, Cindy. I believe there's something on this.
Well, I just, for all of us, the fact that this happened to you this morning, right now, is evidence that the enemy does not want this message to go forth. So for however, I mean, we look around and we think there aren't very many of us here. But look at the impact each one of us has in our lives. Not that we're so great, but we all have a platform. We all have contact. And think how big that really is. But the enemy exposes himself. He's so arrogant, and that tells us that he does not want this message to go forth. He does not want us to know about the blood. He does not want us to rely on it. He wants us to say it doesn't matter anymore. All those things, and this is a powerful message. So just because there are very few people here, relatively so, the impact is huge. It's going forth in the spirit realm, and we have taken authority. David spoke up and took authority in the spirit realm. So each of us, in our own way, take authority over that spirit realm. Lord, will you come and open our hearts in the name of Yeshua? We declare right now that this is powerful, that this is for today, that it is for your kingdom to come on the earth as it is in heaven already. So we just thank you. Bless him. Thank you for the people that stood up and prayed and laid hands on him. Thank you that he has a praying wife that will cover him. And Lord, we just thank you for that. So let it come.
Lord. Amen and hallelujah. Woo! That kind of got me excited. I'm like, okay. That's good. That's good. You know what? That's good. That, I mean, there is no weapon formed against us that'll prosper. And we get to proclaim that, not like, well, no. No, really, what did I just get through saying about being in the presence of the Lord?
No fear.
What am I supposed to fear? No thing. And, you know, right after that, whoa, get dizzy and forget what. No. Sorry. You're out. Yeshua's in. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Thank you, Yeshua, for all that you have. Thank you, Father, for all your goodness and all your grace and all your mercy and your love. So, okay, I'm going to ask if you, someone want to pass out these.
How many did you actually print?
Yep.
How many did you print?
Huh?
How many did you print?
I printed 22.
So this morning I said, Ed goes, I'm going to print this prayer bag. And I knew we weren't going to have a big crowd. I said, don't print too many. He said, I'm going to print 22. And I counted, and there was 21 people here. And then Laura walked in and made 22. He's so with us all the time, all the time, all the time, always speaking.
Oh, that's so fun. He's been giving us kisses, you guys. I mean, he is like with us. Like, Cindy, you're so right. It's not numbers. It's not, it's him. It's him. He's the number. There's one number. It's him. He's the way. It's all about him. It's like, wow. But, you know, he does love us, and we are special. We're special. We're all special. He loves us. That makes us special. And he doesn't love any one of us less than the other. Woo, that's a lot of love. Thank you, Yahweh. That is so fun. He's been doing that. Like, he's just going, I got this. It was so fun. So, now you can see why I got so encouraged this morning when Sarah and David came up to me and said that God gave us one song to put on our heart, you know, and the song was Nothing But the Blood of Yeshua. I go, well, look at the board, you guys. So here's the rest of the story. I go, well, look at the board. The heart, the blood, the heart, the blood. I mean, you can't. I couldn't have thought of a song. You know, I couldn't have called him and go, hey, come up with this song. You know, but if I could have, that would have been the right song, you know, the song.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a.
Yeshua.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's so him. So Yeshua. So,
Do you
need
that
in my book, My God Encounter Book? Where did I put it? Was that?
I brought mine.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
She's got an extra one.
Well, that's okay.
He left his God Encounter book.
And I probably left it in my truck.
But yours is all underlined.
Oh, I know where it is. It's up here. It was up here. Maybe it's not. Anyway. Okay, honey, let me see your book.
Yeah, but you want yours underlined. Let me get the extra one. Where's the extra one?
Well, it's because Al's out taking care of some things here on the farm. We'll just say that. No, we're good. We're good. Thank you.
You want my book, too?
So, yeah. So, no. No, this is great. Thank you. So, this is from the God Encounter book. But before I go there, I want to just recognize something that Yahweh, when he created man, he didn't create him with just, you know, flesh and water. He created him with flesh and blood. And that blood was undefiled. That blood was undefiled. I wonder what. Isn't that interesting? Like, so he still had lungs. He still oxygenated and everything. But I wonder, like, if his blood flowed better than ours, you know. You know what I mean? I just like to think about that just for fun. So anyway, but that just came up.
Ed, can you hold the mic up?
Oh, okay. Can you hear me okay now? Sorry about that. Yeah, the blood of Yeshua was, when God created Adam, he created him with pure blood, undefiled. And he put it in their flesh. So anyhow, but in God, so in our God Encounter handbook, in page 41, this morning, the Lord had me open it up to page 41, the blood of the Lamb, and just so much of this like stood out to me. I was thinking about how we're just going to cover some of it from the beginning. You can see all my underlines. The top half is where we're going to look at, not the bottom half. We'll cover that in a minute. But recently, the Lord said to me, and I'm just going to read through it, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins, Hebrews 9:22. Apart from the blood of Yeshua, we are powerless to forgive anyone of any sins, ourselves included. And I'll tell you guys, when you were singing that song, this was my heart's cry for all of us, to fully embrace this, to fully embrace this understanding of this concept of my sins are forgiven. The tabernacle, everything about it by design, if I drew it again, like Rhonda's, she's done it many a times, it's all about, it comes in, they purify it by the blood of the Lamb, bring it in by the priest, comes in, it goes through the Holy of Holies, up and out, right? And the Lord is like, it's no more. And there's this entering in, this purification that when Jesus died, that veil was rent in two, that we, every one of us, how many times a day? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. How many times a day do we need to accept this? How many times a day do we need to confess? Do it. Confess it regularly. When I have sinned and I've fallen short of perfection and I'm tempted by something or I do something or I have my heart issue or whatever, do it. Do it quickly. Because the sooner we come to the Lord with our sins and we confess them, He's faithful and just to forgive our sins. We get to, apart from the blood of Yeshua, we're powerless to forgive any one of our sins, ourselves included, but we proclaim that blood of Yeshua over us because of our weakness, because of our failures, because of our falling short, because of my heart issues, my humanness, my flesh, my past, the things that happened to me yesterday, the things that happened to me today, the things that might happen to me tomorrow, my worry, my fear. None of that is of Him. We're not supposed to carry that. He's going to carry it. We get to lay that down at His feet. Yeshua, I am beautiful. I am pure. I am holy because of You, Your righteousness, Your holiness residing in me. He resides in you. You are perfect because of the perfect One who perfected you. Not because of what we did or didn't do or how good we were or bad we were. Not because of any of our performance or our lack of. Because of who He is. Because of what He did. He said, put the blood on the doorpost of our heart right now. We're the tabernacle now. We are His tabernacle. We are walking tabernacles. We are His tabernacle. He took up residence in us after He left the cross, and He gave us the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit's there by reason. By the way, when you feel convicted of something, embrace it. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I thank You. And if the accuser is accusing you, bring it to the Lord and say, you know what, is it true, Lord? And then you turn to the enemy and you say what Rhonda taught us. Thank you for pointing that out. That's called, God does not, He does not resist the humble. He resists the proud. He embraces the humble and He says, come to Me. Come to Me. Are you weary? Are you heavy laden because of the things that have got us, the sin or the whatever it is, the brain, the thinking, the worry, the fear? It doesn't matter. Come to Me. Give it to Me. Just confess it. You know what? I'm scared. I'm angry. I'm fearful. I'm judgmental. I'm critical. I'm whatever. It doesn't matter. Give it to Him. He'll take it. He already did. He already took it. Now it's just a matter of going, just confess it. Go, you know what? Here it is, Lord. I can't do this, but I need You to do it in me. So would You just cover me by Your blood? And I confess that to You now, my area, Lord, that I need help with. And in the area where I fell short, I did. And Lord, He's so faithful. I love it that He's faithful. It's not like one. Okay, well, you get seven of those this week. Okay, after seven, on the eighth one, no, wait till next week. Because if you think about it, the Israelites, they had to wait a year. Now, here's an interesting little side note. We went to Israel, and when we were in Israel, and we were at, Magdalena. Anyway, and there was these pools. Well, actually, we saw it in two or three different places along the way. And there were these cleansing pools. And we're like, what are those about? You know, it's like these cisterns. They go down these steps into this kind of like little hole in the ground. And those are for where the priest would go like seven times a day. And they would go there and purify themselves. They would go and they'd go through a purification process. They'd cleanse themselves. And then they would come back. And I thought, here's my thought. I was like, wow, that's ridiculous. I was like, wow, that is so like religious or ridiculous or whatever. Then this morning, as I actually had that, the Lord brought that thought to mind, and I was like, huh, how many times a day do I need to be cleansed? Is it ridiculous? God was actually set. Everything the Lord had them do was for us today that I thought about those priests and I thanked them. I literally did. I actually thanked them this morning. I was like, Lord, thank you for whatever those priests were that did that ceremonial in their obedience, and what measure of it was there. I can't judge anything, but I do know this, that it was for me for today to know that if I have to come 1,000 times a day and ask for cleansing, Lord, cleanse me 1,000 times today. It doesn't matter. It's not, and actually it was really an act of humility if you think about it. Oh, there goes priest Joseph. He's going back down there to cleanse again. Did you notice that priest, you know, Abraham, he went over there and he had to, you know, you're back there again, huh? No, it's like, yep, because you know why? I'm going to do what I'm called to do. And we're going to get to that a little bit later. But so in Revelation chapter 12, 11, I'm going to go on down here where it says, and they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony. We're here right now testifying of him. And we're saying, because of your blood. And that's why what Cindy just said a minute ago is that, yeah, the enemy's not happy. Because we're together in agreement that we saw what the blood of the Lamb did. We saw it. We didn't have to stand there and see him on the cross. We know that it, by the blood of the Lamb, we're free. And this is our testimony. And so maybe it'll shake the ground because it should, and it did, and it will, and forever will. It'll shake the ground. And the enemy doesn't like that. So according to Revelation 12, 11, the way we overcome the enemy is threefold. One, blood. By applying the blood of the Lamb to sin and to our enemies. Two is testimony. By testifying about the power of that blood. And then I put on here, in these she wrote, I wrote the word love beside it, okay? Love down the side. Because really, I started thinking about the first, in the night, as I was asking, you know, yesterday when Suzanne told me that today we'll have something, the Lord's going to share whatever he has on his heart, and I texted Cindy to say, hey, Cindy, this is what we're going to do with Lord, whatever the Lord's going to do. Anyway, the Lord kept just dropping in my heart. I kept hearing the scripture of 1 Corinthians 13 through the night. Well, actually, it was like early morning, really early hours this morning, and I was going into that love chapter, you know, and I was thinking about that love chapter this morning, and what is 1 Corinthians 13 all about? It's really all about the blood. It's all about that. If you go all the way through it, every single thing was about sacrifice, loving not ourselves. And how do we do that? And how do we live that out? Forgiveness. Rhonda wrote it right here. Testimony. Forgiveness in Ephesians 1, 7 and Hebrews 9. It'll tell us about that. Love is forgiveness. Love cleanses, and it's all by the blood. Hebrews 9, 14, 1 John 1, 7, and Revelation 7, 14. And then justifies, sanctifies, redeems the redeeming blood of the Lord. And then it restores our relationship with God and others, Ephesians 2, 13. And it reconciles, all things are reconciled to him.
Hey, honey.
Yes.
Repeat them, if you will.
Sure. Okay, yeah. So love forgives, love cleanses, love justifies. Love sanctifies, love redeems, love restores our relationship with God and others, love reconciles, love frees us. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that the cross? Isn't that Yeshua? He through his life, his death, his resurrection, the hope that we have, the end all is that we're free. He frees us. He frees us. We don't have to carry around and drag our sin around. And yeah, no, he wants us to be in the state that he sees us in. The fullness thereof, that we can say to that mountain, be moved because of Yeshua in me. And he'll move that mountain. And what is that mountain in your life? What is that place of, what is that mountain he needs to move out? Is it whatever? It doesn't matter what it is. You name it. It doesn't matter if it's like temptations, addictions, it's thoughts, it's whatever, all that stuff. Move that mountain, Lord. Move that mountain. Get it out of my life. By your blood, Yeshua, I proclaim that it doesn't, I deem it powerless because of the one who resides in me. That has not, death did not overcome him, and it's not going to overcome me. So the ultimate end all, I have life. life abundant. This temporary thing that's causing this, you know, this little bit of a tripping point, if you will, that's not the end all. I'm getting up and I'm saying, Lord, who are you? Cleanse me, purify me. Take off that, you know, I skim my knee, I dirtied up some clothes, I whatever, you know. It's like I got, okay, so what? I love it. Down in Shiloh, it says, so what? Sally put that up. So what? So what? So what? We don't want to glorify the little tiny so whats. It's like God's got so much more. It's so good. So, and this is how we do it. Love not your life. By not loving our lives when faced with death, death to self and physical death, martyrdom. I heard God say that my definition of sin is not your definition of sin. I underline this part. My definition of sin is when you choose to love yourself more than you love me. In other words, like accepting the fullness of his love. By not accepting the fullness of his love, we've essentially loved ourselves more than him. I was like, whoa. 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 Where have I done that? You know? And so, and more than you love righteousness, more than you love your neighbor. And she wrote, and then I underlined here, we must recognize that sin is more than just what we do or don't do. Here's the part I underlined. It's also our motives. And our what attitudes?
Heart
attitudes. Mm-hmm. Ron has said it many times, heart, all about the heart. So the Lord's inviting us to check our hearts today. I know that. And it's a beautiful thing. So I was thinking about who are we? Who are each and every one of us? Each and every one of us. You know, I didn't hear this message until I really came here. I might have heard it like in a tiny, tiny measure. But here on the farm, Rhonda has really understood the position and authority each and every one of us are to walk in and has imparted that into us. Otherwise, I really honestly don't believe I could stand here and share. And that is this, that you are called as a priest. We're all called to be priests. We're all called to that priestly position. Well, how could that be? I didn't go to seminary. I didn't, you know, nope, wrong one, wrong priest. You're thinking of something of this title or earthbound. No, we're all called because Yeshua was the first high priest. He was the one who set the pattern. And what did he show us? It goes way back, all the way back to where God gave Moses the understanding of the tabernacle. Where did God give him the understanding of the sacrifice? What was that all about? Well, that was, you know, about a lamb, about some animals, and about, you know. But yeah, it's actually about this. What do we do? Called of priests. So I was thinking about how it says down here, it says, we are priests. Two of the many duties of a priest were to come into God's presence and minister by the blood of Yeshua. And we are also to forgive the sins of others. And let's see where I wrote these notes here. I put some notes about this because thinking about the blood of the Lamb, thinking about how we apply it to ourselves first, how if before we can even come to the Lord and we can, you know, Lord says to pray for one another that you might be healed and that you know, and then he asked that some of them couldn't heal certain ones, and well, how come we can't that? Well, this comes out by prayer and fasting, basically becoming less flesh that you could recognize my power and my authority, and through that power and that authority, anything can shift. He can change everything, and he can create an environment where all healing is taking place in us first. So we apply as priests. We get to do as I was sharing with you. That priest would go down and he cleanse himself. We cleanse ourselves by the blood of the Lamb, and we say, Lord, this is who you are over me, my sins. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Purify me, God, and make me whole again by your blood. And then we can do what he's called us to do, minister to one another, that we might be able to bring others to that place of here's the cross, and we lead them. and lead them in that place of opportunity, that we might be healed, that we might be set free, and be able to be delivered from whatever it is God wants to, or do whatever he wants to do to cleanse us and purify us and bring us into his presence. A royal priest, so it says here in these scriptures that she pointed out, a royal priest is a human who's filled with the Holy Spirit and commissioned by the king.
That's good.
Filled with the Holy Spirit, royal priest is a human who is filled with the Holy Spirit and commissioned by the king. Yeshua was slain and redeemed us, regained possession by paying our debt with his blood to God. Oh, I'm reading right on this bottom paragraph down here. Sorry about that. To God, and gave us authority to rule in his kingdom and to be priests that reign on the earth. As priests, we are to help prepare this world for his coming. We apply the blood of the Lamb to cover sin. We abide in his presence, and we minister to him through his life being given, his life being lived in us, which brings about death to self. We have been commissioned by Yeshua to go and to do what he did, heal the sick, raise the dead, perform miracles, forgive sin by the power of his blood, supernatural signs and wonders, reveal truth and love even our enemies. Love even our enemies. And then down here, when we pray and apply the blood of Yeshua over any person, place, or thing, transformation happens. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for that transforming blood. So I was thinking about our hearts. I was thinking about heart attacks. Heart attacks. Yeah, heart attacks. Not the kind where you fall over and go, and you have to call 911. Talking about, there's two types of heart attacks. One is the type where someone attacks you, hurts your heart. What am I going to do with that? One of those is really painful, and that hurts a lot, right? And Yeshua wants to do something with those today. And the other one is my thoughts in my emotional brain, or whatever it is that gets working on my very own heart over someone or something, it's attacked. And I let my thoughts wander. I let them entertain something, and then I have a heart attack. My heart gets attacked, and then because of my own thinking, it drops down into my heart. And before you know it, I've built up something against my brother and my sister, or this group, or this other whatever it might be, a government or authority power, or whatever it might be. My wife. It doesn't matter. It could be your neighbor, whatever that is. But that is also a type of a heart attack. You just attack the very heart that God gave you, that he designed to be compassionate, to be loving, to be the fruits of the Spirit, to be forgiving. And forgiving is a big word right there. And that's the one that Suzanne just said, forgiving. So I want to turn to 2 Corinthians 10. And Second Corinthians 10:3-5. Sorry about that. Did lose you there. 10:3-5. Gotta hold this microphone in the right position or you won't hear me. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, in Yahweh, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exists against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Yeshua Christ. That scripture is very telling, because in this world, we think that our enemy is our enemy, and the reason that they're our enemy is because they don't respond or do or think like I think, or they turn into my lane, or you know, whatever it might be. That's not it. There's something so much more. And the reason I bring this up is because what we think can drop down into our heart. What has dropped into our heart? Lord, where have you dropped into our heart anything? Where have we been holding on to the things that he has already paid the price for over our enemies? Why did Yeshua say, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do? The guy that turned in my lane and cut me off, the person who blah, 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 you name it, the things that have happened to you in your life, we only know in part. Even the horrible things, we only know them in part. We only know in part. And so the Lord says, pray for your enemies. And in doing so, you're following my who I am. I'm the head. And whatever the head does, the body is to follow. And for us to be a healthy body, if my arm decides it wants to go over there, but my head's over here, that's not going to be right. That's not good. We need the body to come in under the head. He is the head. He showed us the way. He said, bless those that persecute you. Bless those that hurt your feelings. Bless those that didn't think of you while you were out there in the garden and working so hard. Whatever. You know, bless those who, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't think, bless those that, whatever, you know. Well, how come it doesn't matter? You can just name it. There's just 1,000 opportunities a day to not bless. And I was thinking about how Yahweh has given us this his word from beginning to end, from the beginning of creation to the end. And throughout it, it's all about the understanding of his love and our opportunity to follow under that. There's so many scriptures, you know. I was thinking about the scripture that says that it's the glory of God to conceal a matter and the glory of kings to search it out. And what does that mean? The glory of God to conceal a matter, glory of kings to search it out. And I was thinking about that. Lord, give me your heart. Give me your mind. Give me your understanding over something. Because so quickly I can judge something as this or that and be not in his, not even in the right realm. And in that place, it's like, wait a minute, Lord, what are you really wanting me to do? Understand who you are. What does it mean to be a king? We're called as kings and priests. And what does that mean? Well, God has always given us some kind of authority over something. Every one of us have authority over something. And whatever that is, well, here's the first thing. And here. So we take authority over our mind, over our heart, and we say, Yahweh, Father, what do you want to do with it? Lord, we just ask you today that you would, we would just do what you've called us to do. So, Yeshua, just thank you that you showed us the way, that you were the high priest, that you were the one that directed our path and showed us how to even come before you and how to even know. How do we loose off of us this, oh, wretched man that I am, who can save me but you, Lord? Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. You're the one that saves, Lord. So, Father, we just come before you today and we say, Lord, would you just search us, Lord, and I just want to invite us that if we would like to just ask the Lord to shine light into places and anything that is that he's inviting you in yourself, whether it be areas of your own hindrances, your sin, the areas where the things that you're holding on to, whether it be unbelief or anger, frustration, resentment, just, you know, things of the heart or physical, just all those things, you know, not even, Lord, would you just, we ask you, Holy Spirit, that you would shed your light into these areas, that we need your blood, Yeshua. We need your blood, Lord. We invite you to shed your light right now into our hearts, that you would show us, God. You gave us this opportunity. You said that we can come to you, and you are faithful. You are just to forgive us of our sins, Lord. To forgive us of our ways where we've fallen short, Lord. Where our heart went astray, where our bodies went astray, where our minds went astray, where we fell away from you, Lord. And we need you desperately, Lord. Throughout our lives, Lord, we've been challenged with all kinds of opportunities to not love our neighbor or to judge or to be in fear or doubt. But Yahweh, we just come before you and we say, Yeshua, would you just do what you do right now? And just take a minute to just ask the Lord if there's anything he wants to shine his light in where you can come before him. And just want to invite you to just confess to him whatever it is that he wants you to share and shed. Give to him right now and Yeshua, be there. I'm just going to take a minute. Let's reflect and let him search us, oh Lord. Even just have this word idols. What are some idols? What are some areas that, you know, he was just showing me just all kinds of things. It could be food, it could be entertainment, it could be what are the things that we are putting above him that he wants to just set us free in? Is there anything that's an idol that we really don't want to give up? And whatever that might be. So, Lord, we just bring that before you right now. Whatever is an idol. I heard him say, I'm the comforter. I want to comfort you. I want to comfort you where other things have comforted you. Come into me. I'll comfort those places. I'll heal. Yes, you can trust me. And he's saying, how long? How long do you want to kick against the goads? Yes, you can trust me. I want you to give it to me, whatever it is, and whatever it is, anything. I can set you so free. You will dance. I'll take all the burdens. I'll take it all off of you. I'll loose all the bonds. You can dance freely, not with a shackle of any sort. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Lord. Oh, happy days. Thank you, Yeshua. You take our sins away. Thank you, Yeshua. You do that. 'Cause Yeshua washed, he washed our sins away. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. You are good. You are good. You are worthy, Lord. I was just going to thinking about the communion. And isn't it something that Yeshua, there again, the blood. the blood. And we're going to do communion here in a minute. And does someone want to pass out communion? Would anybody like to do that? Well, and actually, while someone's passing out communion, I'll open the mic up. If anybody has anything on their heart that was stirred to share with this body, and we're not in a hurry to just take communion and get out of here, just so you know, we'll pass out communion. But I want to just open this up, that if the Lord moved on you in any way, and this isn't like you feel convicted, like I got to go talk. No, we could just be silent, wait on the Lord, and see what he has to say. But if you have something and you want to share, just want you to know this is not about a person. This is about a body. We are the body. And we're all in the same place. We're all priests and kings and queens. Thank you, Lord. So, anybody want to share?
Okay, so, well, Ed was reading, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and every thought captive to obey Christ. This has been burning on my heart since last night. I just, this morning, just really felt to testify. I was watching that Communion America last night, and you know they're putting up a communion table today, a mile long in Washington, D.C., and they are all about the blood of Yeshua and just testifying about the blood. They're singing about it. They're talking about it and talking about, so it's not just all this hype. It's not just another movement. They're talking about how to get set free is by, it's breaking the curses, coming out from under the curses of the previous generations, our ancestors, and stuff that, you know, the Lord has been speaking to us about on this farm for years. And and so anyway, they were going talking about stuff like that, and then they talked about talking about going to schools and reaching Gen Z. The 20-year-olds and I forget how they did it, but they were just talking about taking every thought captive and talking about public schools. I went to public school, K through 12th grade, and talking about different things that happened at schools and forgiving people who do things to you and things that we, you know, we do, because we're all human. And it included forgiving the bullies of the school. And I was like, I've never thought about forgiving the bullies at the schools that I've been to. I was in Minnesota, Chaska, Minnesota, public schools. And all these memories came up as like, whoa. And it's like right through the, I'm just looking at a TV. I'm not with anybody, but the power of the Lord and just applying the blood and forgiving. Wow. Right there in the moment. He just like, it's like he took a sword and went right through my body and all that stuff separated where I felt squeezed by it. I felt, I'm not good enough, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not whatever. And I just felt all of it leave. And then, later that night, I was telling David about it, and my husband, and the second thought came, what about the bully of yourself? My own thoughts, I am my own worst enemy, and those thoughts, my own thoughts that's the real bully. When I take on the end of the bully's thoughts, though, and it's just words. It's just, and I, when I saw that and I was like, whoa. And I just felt this release. I have been under so much anxiety in my entire life. And I just testify, when I came here to this farm several years ago, that anxiety left because I wanted him more and just letting him fill me. And I just got to testify, the fruit. I haven't felt that anxiety come back. I used to get panic attacks. And I haven't felt that come back. And, you know, me and David got married 4 years ago. I'm back out and not living here. I'm back out in Olathe. And I don't feel that because I know where to go. I know where to take my thoughts to whenever I feel that I can run to Yeshua, apply his truth to my life, and apply his blood to my thoughts, and they go away. They don't stay. They don't have to harass me anymore. And I can be free, and I'm just so thankful. And I'm thankful that, you know, David is a man of God, and he loves God, but as much as he's such a wonderful man, he can't save me.
Amen.
He can't. I have a loving husband, and he can't save me. You know, all that we've walked through, losing, letting our beautiful daughter go to Yeshua a year after we were married. And I just want to testify about this too. It sounds crazy, but applying his blood to those thoughts, it's like arguments in my own head. When it says, whatever it says, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion. Those are like opinions in my own head. And I should be mad at God because this happened to me and I deserve this. But he wow. sees the bigger picture. And without his blood, I can't see his perspective. I can't see his truth. All I'm stuck with is my own perception and my own thoughts. And it's not easy, but I just felt like I have to testify because his blood is more than enough. And the more I remember that, the more free I will be. And he's so beautiful. He's so worth it. And for all the pain, there is nothing more painful than not knowing him. And then not being in his presence, as painful as that was to let our daughter go, being without him is way more painful. Turning my back on him is way more painful. And it was painful in the moment to turn to him. But it's way more painful to not, because then I'm lost. I'm stuck. I'm in the darkness and with all my harassing thoughts. And thank you, Yeshua. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace that you shed on the cross. That I have that to turn to. I don't have to numb out my thoughts. I can apply your blood to those thoughts and give them to you. That's what you did. That's why you died on the cross. So that I don't have to be harassed. I can be free. I can be a new creation in you and know your truth, because you are truth. So thank you, Yeshua. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. Anybody else have anything they want to share?
And the enemy doesn't want to know how powerful, he doesn't want us to know how powerful his blood is, because he's afraid.
That's right.
He can't stand against that blood.
He is terrified. As he can't stand against that blood. So the more we testify, the more we come into agreement, he loses power. But the more powerful thing is falling in love with him. It's not that we want to give the enemy a black eye. That's great. But his presence, being filled with him, there is nothing greater. And desiring him more than anything else, he can do so much more. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I like what you just said, too. I hadn't thought about that. You know, we think about, you know, and yeah, I'll give the enemy the black eye, but you know what? It's not the point. Huh? The point is so much greater than that. It's all about love. All about accepting that love. I love what you just shared. And this is coming from a beautiful, horrible experience, you know? But the beautiful is this right here, the fruit of it. And those that don't know Sarah's story. Well, it's a story of an overcoming, and David's story and their loss, and how here they can testify because of the one who, look at this. This is so like exciting. Like I'm just like, I'm over here just, the joy is just being built up in this hope that you can have loss. But out of that loss, and I love what you said, it was way more scary and way more frightening to and horrible to lose him. But in him, you have joy, freedom, abundance. Like you didn't shut down and go, I'm not turning on listening to that TV and those people and all that, because you know what? He didn't do. He said, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. And I gave my daughter. And you gave your daughter. At some point, you had to give her. You had to. There was a releasing of, I trust you more than what. Oh, man, just feel that. Yeah, and wow, that should be for every one of us when we have anything that we're suffering, anything that we're suffering, any loss we're suffering, anything that we're having to give up or giving something up. Wow. Boy, he just did right there and filled it up, filled us up with that testimony. It's so rich. And Grandma and Grandpa's gave up as well, and they surrendered as well. We've got the grandmas and grandpas on both sides that also surrendered a lot and grew and can testify and stand here and glorify our beautiful, wonderful Savior. Thank you, Yeshua. How many can do that? You know what I mean? We're gonna walk. There's no bitterness. It's God is beautiful and He's love. He's love all the time. So sweet. That's just, He's so good. He's so good. He is so holy, holy, holy. Okay, David, you want to come up and we're going to have ask David to have a communion, and then they can close us out in prayer. And then again, if she wants to do something else, we could have something else too, but if not.
Good word. God is good. Not sure what this has to do with communion, but there's a verse coming to mind. Psalms 121, 1 and 2, it says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And Ed was saying, what? Fear no thing. I mean, we look at the mountains. What's the biggest thing in front of us? A big mountain. But where's our help come from? The one who made the mountains. Like, what's a mountain to him, really? I mean, he made it. So, I don't know. He's amazing. The mountains, I mean, there's just no comparison between the mountain and the mountain maker. So, anyways, He is good. He paid our debt. Man, I was just sitting there thinking, like, what's my testimony? My testimony is I did wrong. He paid the price and invited me to Himself. He forgave me. Wow. And because I'm forgiven, I forgive too. Oh, the blood. Father, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for laying down your life, for spilling your blood, for paying our debt, and inviting us right back into communion and fellowship with you. Even when we've kicked dirt in your face, when we've denied you, when we've done things that broke your heart. And yet in the midst of all of that, you still extend your hand. Say, yeah, but I paid for that. Don't let that keep you from coming to me. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. I love you. Come to me. Father, help us to receive your invitation to come to you today, to come to you in every moment of our lives, no matter what's going on, no matter what we've done, no matter what we haven't done, but that we would run to you. Because there's no mountain that's too big. What can separate us from your love? Not height, not depth, not demons, not principalities, not powers. There's nothing that can separate us from you. We just stand in awe. So in remembrance of him, his body broken for us. Receive. Receive him in today. Oh, in his blood. Yahweh, thank you for your blood. Thank you for shedding your blood for us. How wonderful. How wonderful. Your blood that speaks a better word. Your blood that allows the death angel to pass right over our houses. Just invite you this morning to that we would humble ourselves before him and receive the gift that he freely gives. His blood shed for us. Receive and drink this morning. Thank you, Father. Be clean by his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Yahweh.